I wasn't going to bring up my sandwich propaganda again today. Like I talked about it yesterday. It is what it is. I was going to move on. But somebody raised a really important point in our Facebook group that I didn't even process.
Now, if you didn't listen to the show yesterday, Jeff ordered like a soup and a sandwich off of a delivery app. And when he brought it, he noticed that the driver had put a religious pamphlet in his meal. And we know it didn't come from the restaurant because we know who the owner is. The owner's Jewish. Like, so he wouldn't have just stuffed that in there with the sandwich.
Well, the owner's Jewish, but the religious pamphlet was very Christian.
Well, it was very Christian and very like, oh, P.S., you're going to burn in hell. Like, right. It wasn't like, have a blessed day. It was like, oh, you're definitely doomed.
Finish your sandwich, repent. And then maybe you have a chance. That was the pamphlet.
I think the title of it was "There Are No Second Chances." Yeah. Or second chances don't exist.
It was aggressive. It was
intense.
And when I mentioned it yesterday, I was like, you know what? I did something really upsidey. I didn't complain about this person. I probably could have called the company or whatever. Because he also rang the doorbell, which in the notes of the delivery, it says, do not ring the doorbell. Because the baby's going to be napping. But he rang the doorbell anyway. So I could have called to complain. But my upsidey thing was, I'm not going to call to complain. Because I don't know. Maybe the guy was having a rough day. And also, I know that some people just feel called to spread the word of God. So if he feels like that's his calling, so be it.
Like spread God's wrath is what he was doing. But
either continue. One. All right. So now I'm rehashing. I don't want to rehash yesterday's story. I want to give you the update that I didn't even think of, that neither of us, Callie, thought of when we mentioned the story yesterday. But somebody brought up on the Facebook page that if that pamphlet was inside the bag with my food, which it was, that means he opened the bag and stuck his hand in.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
In the food bag.
Mm.
And
not cool.
No. And that's actually more of a reason to file an official complaint, which I'm still not going to do. If I know the way these delivery apps work, it's kind of like luck of the draw. Like at the time I ordered, he happened to be in the vicinity.
Yeah.
Of the vicinity of the restaurant. And I had... and he was taking new orders and he was just assigned me. I'm probably never going to interact with that guy again.
Yeah.
If it happened again, I might say something because I don't like him going into my food.
Be like, dude, don't get near my sandwich.
Yeah.
Like, it's nothing against you. It's just that that's gross.
Yeah. And it's I believe I haven't been to Sunday school in a long time, but I believe that's the fourth commandment. Don't
touch other people's sandwiches.
Don't put your grubby paws neareth another man's foodeth and covet it.
That would be.
Do not covet another man's foodeth with your dirty pawseth.
Heart. I would, if I came up with the commandments, that would be on my commandments. Don't touch my sandwich. Wash your dang hands.
Don't drive slow in the far left lane.
No.
Returneth your cart.
Returneth your cart. And
yeah.
I feel like we're missing something good.
And don't ringeth the belleth if I sayeth the babyeth nappingeth. Right? Like you wouldn't do that at the manger, would you? Like you wouldn't show up to the manger and be like, bing bong. No, you would show him the respect he deserves.
I mean,
what about
minor details? I don't think they had electricity and doorbells back then. But, you know, I mean, minor details. I see your point. I don't know that he would bother Jesus in the manger. But also, I would like to point out that Ellie is not Jesus. So we should probably move on.
That's what I'm going to put on the door. If I see he gets assigned to me again, I'm going to put a sign on the door that says, don't ring bell. Jesus is napping.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. This episode is brought to you by Dinner Affair.
Can that be the name of this episode?
Don't ring the bell. Jesus is napping. Yes, that could be the name of the episode. That'll never, ever show up in a Google search. But we don't need SEO for everything.
Oh, that is funny. Okay. If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for confession because I can do confession and then be erased all of those
Jesus
jokes. That
is not a real gratitude. Do something you're really grateful for. You hadn't been to church since you were 8.
I am grateful. The weather has been so nice. Yesterday, we had every window open all day, and we walked over and had dinner on a patio, and on the way back, we sat in the grass for a few minutes and let Ellie roll around in the grass.
And, we were wearing sweaters. It was awesome.
It was a perfectly perfect start of fall day, which means it's going to be 96 degrees and 300% humidity the day after tomorrow.
Yep. My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for coffee pods.
Octoberlutions start 1 week from today, and I'm so excited. I have hacked Octoberlutions. I have what I am calling the October solution.
Oh, there you go. What's up, Catchy?
Because I've been struggling with keeping promises to myself, keeping resolutions, doing the things that are important for like my own health, wellness, self-care, whatever. I've just been bad at it for like 2 years.
And it's been longer than 2 years.
3 years and 4 years. And I...
10 years, weird.
And I used to be so good at it.
Yeah.
And now I'm not. And here's what I'm going to work on. Because I want to make this like a document that I can share with people, and then you can fill in your own blanks. But this is me brainstorming. This is happening in my head. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this might not make sense. The first time I'm saying it out loud is right now. So hear me out. My Octoberlution solution is called the 5-4-3-2-1 plan. Okay. Said faster, 5-4-3-2-1 plan. Mm-hmm. And what I want to do is I want to make one piece of paper, like just a regular piece of 8.5 by 11 piece of copy paper. And on it, I want to make a chart. And I want to come up with 5 things that I am going to accomplish every single day. And they're going to be super simple. I already know what my first one's going to be.
What?
I know what my first two are going to be. My first one is going to be drink water before I put anything else in my body.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Yep. So simple. There's nothing complicated about it. There's nothing preventing me from doing it. Drink water before
you put it on your nightside stand.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. That's one. Another one that I'm going to do is I'm going to start sleeping with my phone out of reach.
Ooh, I like that. Man, yours are crushing it so far. Okay.
But and I want to do it in checklist form so that I'm going to have 5 really simple things like that that I'm going to do every single day. And that's going to be step one. That's going to be like an Octoberlution. So drink water, phone outside, you know, the nightstand. A couple other ones. I don't know what they're going to be yet, but whatever. They're going to be really, really simple, mindless accomplishments. Then the 4 part of it is going to be 4 things that I'm going to do every week. So these things are going to be a little bit bigger, but they're not going to be momentous. So the 4 things, like one of them is going to be read uninterrupted for 30 minutes. Like read, just sit down and read for at least 30 minutes. And that's going to be, and I'm going to have 4 boxes in every week, Sunday through Saturday. At some point, I have to do all 4 of those things, right? One might be go for a 45-minute walk. Something simple, easy, but a little bit bigger than the daily ones, right? Mm-hmm. The 3, you might be able to guess this, 3 things that I want to do each month. So it might be run a mile, run a 5K.
Okay.
Whatever it is, you know, something more self kit, like bigger, something more significant. The two things are going to be two things that I want to do by the end of the year. So those, like one of those will be my Ellie
10K.
Mm-hmm. That'll be one of them. And then the number one thing is going to be, actually, you know what? I'm going to change it. It's just the 5-4-3-2 plan.
Okay.
Because I don't have a one, but for October Lutions, how simple is it? I thought of another one of my really simple everyday ones is I'm going to sleep with my phone out of reach. But the other thing I'm going to do is every day during the productive part of my day, so between like 7 a.m. and 4 p.m., I'm going to shut my phone completely off for one full hour.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Because I'm so easily distracted by it. Mm-hmm. So those three things, I can easily do those three things. I'm going to come up with two more. Easy. And I'm going to have a checkbox. So by the end of the year, I will have this completely checked out form. It'll feel so good.
Do you like a checked out form or do you want me to buy you stickers so then you can have a sticker chart?
A star chart with little gold stars.
Do you want gold stars? Yes. I'll buy you gold stars.
Yes. But it has to be small. Like, I don't want it to overtake something. It has to be like, you know, I want to be able to print something. So I want to create something and then people can fill out their own. But it's the 5-4-3-2 plan.
Okay.
It's the October Lution solution.
I'm into it.
All right. So
for those of you that love data, you just latched onto that hard and you are excited. Me, I'm not so much into that stuff, but that's why you do you. I do me. I love the resolution solution. I'm into it.
It's not the resolution. Jesus. It's not even 5 minutes old and you've already screwed it up.
Solution. The resolution solution.
No.
October Lution solution.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
It's the October Lution solution.
October.
Copyright 2021. Jeff Dollar. Callie and Jeff. No, just me.
Oh, okay.
I get so excited about the October Lution solution that I didn't even give you a chance to ask how I was doing on a 1 to 10 and then
It's Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're excited about that. Jeff Dollar, on a scale from 1 to 10, how are you?
A 10.
Me too.
Yay.
Tell me about the awesome things in your week.
It's just been a really productive week. It's been an exciting week work-wise. It's been a cute week Ellie-wise. Her top teeth are now starting to come in. So every day you see a little bit more of them and it's just so cute, you know?
Very cute.
The weather is not, we got to go over to, take Ellie to a restaurant and like having a dinner as a family because we're not really taking Ellie indoors to restaurants right now. So
it's finally outdoor weather. Yay.
We've really been banking on it for a while, but it's been in Atlanta. It's either been pouring rain, like monsoon inches of rain happening every hour, or it's been 182 degrees and 3,000% humidity. Yes. It's like you're living in a dinosaur's butt. It's been
a
awful.
Dinosaur.
Yeah. It's big.
Oh.
And humid. So it's been terrible. So now it's nice and here we are. And yeah. So 10. So why are you a 10?
I'm a 10. I had a really productive week. I got to work from home this week, which was super cool. I always get so much more done when I'm working from home. I don't know why. I think I really like my little office space that I've created for myself here. So I feel inspired.
But I feel like the days you went into the office this week, you also crushed it. I'm assuming it's because you didn't have, you were there. Like,
no one was
during,
there.
Nobody was there. You didn't have.
I went during the off hours.
Any
of my
people.
Team.
Yeah.
So I'm on the overnight team. And so my team works like super early and I went in like late. So I was alone. So I think it's just, you know, whatever space you're in, being able to focus. And that was really cool.
That's just something I don't think a lot of people think about. And I didn't know it for years, even working in morning radio or working in media. But when you are watching a newscast, like in Callie's case, the show that she works on is 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., right? Mm-hmm. Okay. That show is happening at the end of all of those people's workday.
Yeah, isn't like, that crazy?
They started at 9, 10, 11, 12 the night before putting together that show. In radio, whenever I would go in at 4:30 in the morning and start working on a show that started at either 5:30 or 6, the show is at the start of my workday. Mm-hmm. TV, it's it. So when you're watching, even at night, if you're watching local news and you're watching the 6 p.m. news, the people who put that show together started working on it at like 9 or 10 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And the last thing they do, and they're like, okay, here's the show. And then they do the show and then everybody goes home.
Yeah.
And then they see each other the next morning.
Yeah.
It's so weird to me.
Yeah, it's super odd. And you know what makes me feel really good also is that you seem to have more tens when I'm at home. And that makes me feel really good because I never thought that you would be the person that liked having me around so much.
I like having you around. I don't mind it at all. You've gotten this weird, this lingering habit.
I just like to be near you.
Where you'll come down to the studio while I'm working and you're like, hey, I just wanted to bring, you know, you got a package. Here's your package. And I'm like, oh, cool. Thanks. And then I take the package and then you just stand there.
I know. Sometimes I need attention, but but you do. I mean, I honestly feel like the days where you're nines and tens a lot of times coincide with when I'm home. And that makes me feel really good.
Cool.
So I don't know what it is.
That's a cool thing to notice.
You don't feel
that way. No, I do. Okay. Like, that's a cool thing. That's a cool observation. That's part of the whole reason that we do the scale of 1 to 10 thing.
Yeah.
So you can find the patterns and repeat them.
Yeah.
So,
good point.
Anyways, yay for 2 tens.
It's Friday, so we have something to give you. We do a free stuff Friday. So today, since we are just lathering in the cool weather and the start of the cool weather.
Not lathering.
That's what I was thinking of. I was thinking of like drowning in the cool weather, but that's negative. I don't know. We're really excited about the cool weather. So we're going to give you 2 hoodies from our merch store. They say weird is the new normal on them, and they are ridiculously awesome, and you're going to love them.
Now, would you get this and keep one for yourself and give the other one as a gift? Or is it like a husband and wife gets them and then you wear your matching weird as the new normal hoodies out to in public?
Or you can have both styles.
Oh,
so you can have the hoodie. Because there's one women's and one is unisex. So cool. A lot of people got the one that you like, which is like has a hood on it. And yep. The other one is like a 3/4 sleeve. Both of them are crazy soft because we all know I love things that are soft. So we're going to give you 2 hoodies. Text the word hoodie to 800-434-5454. That is HOODIE.
We'll draw the winner on Monday and announce it on Tuesday's episode of The Upside.
Good luck.
Callie loves to go through the process of designing a room. She likes to look at 100 different fabrics for every little throw pillow. That's just the way her brain works. Me, on the other hand, I want somebody to do all the work for me and just show me a pretty picture. And I'll say, yep, that's it. That's what I want. Either one of those options are possible with Joybird. Joybird has super talented associates who can help you design the perfect room. They've also got curated collections to help you find the perfect piece for your one-of-a-kind style. You can do it with help or you can do it totally on your own. Doesn't matter if you want some rich, buttery leather to the softest velvets, they've got you covered at Joybird. Joybird's committed to creating quality furniture and a more sustainable future. Each piece is made with incredible care, using responsibly sourced materials free of harmful chemicals. And know this, Joybird stands by the quality and craftsmanship it makes. If it's not everything you hope for, you can simply send it back. Joybird makes it a joy to decorate your house, whether it's something that you love to get down and nitty gritty and dirty with, or if it's just something that you want somebody else to do for you. They've got you covered. Create a space that brings you joy with Joybird. Visit joybird.com/upside and get 30% off your purchase. That's 30% off at joybird.com/upside.
I love cereal. I love it. But when I tried to start eating a little cleaner, my favorite cereal, it had to go, right? Because there's so much junk in it. While I was very excited when I stumbled upon Magic Spoon cereal because they've recreated our favorite cereals without all of the junk. Magic Spoon has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. There's only 140 calories a serving. It's keto friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and delicious. You can order cereal individually or you can build your own box. Available flavors to build your very own custom bundle are cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, and cinnamon. And they have brought back cookies and cream and maple waffle permanently. Maple, oh my gosh, it is my fall jam. I'm all over that. Go to magicspoon.com/upside to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code upside at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product. It's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/upside and use the code upside to save $5 off. Thank you to Magic Spoon for sponsoring this episode.
As we head into the last few months of the year, you might be thinking about shoring up your company with the best employees before we head into 2022. One way to do that is by putting an ad up on Indeed.com, and you'll know that the perfect candidate will find you because Indeed's hiring tools are going to help you cut through the noise to hire faster and smarter. There's something called Indeed Instant Match. It's going to provide a list of quality candidates whose resumes are already on Indeed the second you post a sponsored job. So the minute it goes up, you've got a handful of people who could fill it. But that's all right. You want to talk to more people. You want to see who else applies. You can do the whole process right on Indeed, including the interview. You can save time and money because you set your must-have qualifications and then you only pay for the quality candidates that meet them. You finish the process on Indeed and you got your brand new employees before 2022. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. Right now, get started with a sponsored job post on Indeed with a $75 credit to upgrade your job post. You got to go to Indeed.com/the upside. That's a $75 credit at Indeed.com/the upside. Indeed.com/the upside. Offer is valid through September 30th. Terms and conditions do apply. Here are my 3 random things brought to you by Brown & Company Jewelers. Number one, a research journal called Behavior Therapy did a study about worrying. And here is some data. Here is a number that you can use to stop yourself from worrying. On average, 91% of the things that people worry about never actually happen.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So only 9% of worrying becomes something to worry about.
My therapist used to always say to me, and I love this, she said, don't waste perfectly good anxiety. So true.
What? Oh.
On stuff that hasn't happened yet. Yeah, because I, like, most of my anxiety would be on stuff that hasn't happened. And to your credit of this statistic, like, probably won't happen. So she's like, that is perfectly good anxiety. No need to waste it.
If you are a junior listener or a parent of a junior listener and you want to start budgeting for the Tooth Fairy visit, according to SeattleSchild.com, the going rate for the Tooth Fairy in the year 2021 is $5 a tooth.
I'm pretty sure I got a dollar.
I'm pretty sure I got coins.
Yeah.
I'm old, though. I can't remember.
I think it was a bill. It was not like five. I mean, $5. Wow. That's, and how many teeth do we lose?
I know.
Tooth Fairy is rich.
I know someone who, I think this may have actually come up on this show, where the tooth fairy, when they got to the young man or the young woman's house who had lost a tooth, mm-hmm. when the tooth fairy got to that house and saw that the now toothless person was sleeping and went under the pillow to swap the tooth out for the cash, mm-hmm. the tooth fairy only had a $20 bill in the house. So.
You mean in their bag?
In their bag, in their fairy bag. Yeah, you're right. And so they had to leave that young person a $20 bill because you can't leave with nothing, right? Well, unfortunately, that means that child now expects $20 from the tooth fairy for every tooth, which gets really expensive.
Wow.
So the tooth fairy probably started going to the ATM more once the teeth got loose.
She probably did.
Yep. Okay. And then finally, my third random thing is if you want to start thinking about Thanksgiving now, Jones Soda is releasing 35,000 bottles of turkey and gravy flavored soda.
Okay. I will say I love Jones Soda. I used to drink it all the time when I was in high school. Have you ever had it?
I think so, but I didn't know they did the gimmicky flavor things.
They usually, I don't think they historically have, but I feel like, you know, marketing is marketing. So what ifs?
Oh yeah. No, they don't. In 2004, they did this turkey and gravy flavor along with green bean casserole flavored soda, mashed potato flavored soda, cranberry flavored soda, and fruitcake flavored soda. You would get it all in like a six pack or whatever. It was $15.95. It sold out in 1 hour in 2004.
Here's what they're not telling you. They made 10 of them. That's how you get the sellout. It's like that. Remember a couple years ago, Stovetop did the Thanksgiving pants?
Yeah, I do.
It's like, I feel like all these brands are making like 10 of something so they can be like, yep, we sold out.
If I saw the turkey and gravy soda in the store, I would buy it. My curiosity would cause me to buy it.
Jones Soda actually is, or when I was in high school, it was really good. They have a green apple soda. So good.
Those are my three random things.
There's a 10-year-old named Aaron Presley. And Aaron Presley was at a Phillies baseball game. And you know what is exciting for everyone, but especially for a kid? When you see that fly ball coming your way and you're like, I'm going to catch it. So Aaron catches the ball. Everybody cheers. He looks next to him and there's a little girl crying because she was also hoping that she was going to get the ball and she didn't get it.
Aww.
So sweet Aaron gave her the ball.
Aww.
A 10-year-old boy caught a flight ball and gave it to the crying girl next to him, which is just so sweet. Like that kid, I mean, you know, that is just so sweet. Anyways, so the little girl's family thought it was so awesome that they gave him a Phillies gift card so he could like, you know, buy cool stuff. And the team thought it was awesome. So they sent him, over like another ball. They're like,
what if these families now become friends, right?
And the kids get married.
And they grow up and the kids become friends. And then the kids start dating and then the kids get married.
I would love that story.
That is a Hallmark Christmas movie. No. The Hallmark movie would be if they lose touch, right? They meet at the game, they do gift card, the kid, you know, whatever. And that's all very sweet and it happens. And then he starts looking for her 20 years from now.
And she has the baseball on her desk at work. And he's like the delivery guy bringing her a sandwich or something.
Yes.
Yeah, that's totally it. Anyway.
And he puts in the sandwich, he puts some religious propaganda and she gets it and she thinks it's him. But then she's like, no, he wouldn't do that. And then the movie ends.
That's not
because he put that in there.
No, I mean, I think the ending of the fairy tale movie for a guy that puts that in there, she's like, oh my gosh, I actually was going to hell. But since you put that piece of paper in my sandwich, it's not happening anymore. You saved my life. Then they get married. That is a Hallmark ending. So there you go. Aaron Presley, you are a beautiful human.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Today's episode was brought to you by Dinner Affair, the official meal kit for families. Visit dinneraffair.com/upside for your exclusive discount. Please visit callieandjeff.com to find lots more upside content and subscribe to Callie and Jeff's weekly email, The Pick Me Up.
I don't want to alarm probably most of the women who are listening to The Upside right now, but I think I'm going to. I feel like I need to share this story because it's tragic and it's preventable. I just don't know what you do about it. There's a woman named Susan Stevenson, and for whatever reason, she opened up the box where her wedding dress had been preserved for the past 15 plus years. It was like 17 years. She opens it up. I just looked down. When she moved the box, the seal broke. So she's like, nah, before I take it in and have it resealed, I'm going to take a look at it. The wrong dress. 17 years later, she doesn't have her own wedding dress. It's the wrong dress. How would you know that? You would never.
We have ours in a closet in the studio. Mine, my wedding dress. I had it preserved. And I haven't looked at it.
But there's plastic. You can see through yours, can't you? Isn't it like clear on top?
Mm-mm. No, it's in a cardboard box. And they did all this fancy stuff to it. I haven't taken it out. Should we go take it out?
No, you can't take it out because then you break the seal. It's preserved. That's the whole thing. Like they treat it and then they seal it all up so moths or whatever those other bugs that eat fabric and stuff, nothing else gets in there. That's why it's sealed.
Oh.
So you would not know until, like, let's say Ellie wanted to wear it or something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you would find out. There's nothing you can do about it.
I feel like I should go open it.
I feel really bad ending with that story. That's such a terrible story to end with, but I feel like it's an appropriate warning.
So what's the warning? What's the moral of the story? Break the seal?
I don't know.
How is it?
Terrible choice? Way. What an awful way
Happy
to end
Friday,
the
everybody. Happy Friday.
Felt like it was such a great show up to that
point.
It
was a great show up until that point.
We should just wrap it up. We should just be done with it.
Okay.
Cool. All right.
All right. Happy Friday, everybody.
Oh, no. No, no. Jeff, I need you to clarify. Did the man... Sorry, I just listened to your current episode today about the driver putting a religious pamphlet in your food. I need you to clarify. Did he open up your bag and put it inside with the food? That's an instant complaint, definitely with COVID. They should not be opening your bag and putting their hands where your food is. That's just in itself a complaint right there, and I would stop using that surface immediately. They should be stapled or tied in a knot to know that they have not touched your food, regardless of the religious pamphlet. Thanks. Bye.
One of my girlfriends is an executive, and she's been putting off therapy for years until recently when she joined BetterHelp. If you're someone who has a hard time making room for therapy, BetterHelp may be a game changer for you. BetterHelp will assess your needs online and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. It's a safe and private online service, and it's so convenient. Visit BetterHelp.com/upside and answer a few questions about yourself. They're going to match you up with a therapist specific to what you're trying to accomplish, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours, all without having to scour the internet for hours or sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. You can schedule time with your therapist over the phone or via video in the comfort of your own home. And if you don't click with the therapist they match you with, BetterHelp makes it easy to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. Start living a happier life today. As an Upside listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/upside. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/upside.
Hi, I'm listening to today's episode. It's Thursday, the 20-something September. Anyways, and you're talking about how having too many tabs on your computer is an energy suck. Totally agree. I have a browser extension that's going to change your life. I work for an agency, so I'm constantly working on multiple projects at the same time, and I always just have a lot of tabs open. It's called Workona, and it allows you to organize tabs in workspaces. So even though you have a bunch of tabs open, your workspace will only show you the tabs associated with the project that you're working on, if that makes sense. So I have a workspace for every client, and when I click on my workspace, it shows me only the tabs I need to see for that client. It helps me organize my life so much more, and anyone else who deals with tabs being open on their computer, Workona is an extension you need in your life. Okay, bye.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. I am calling about the Lunchables comment that y'all were making on today's episode, and I just wanted to let all the parents know out there that you can actually buy crackers, and you can buy cheese, and you can buy meat, and you can make your own Lunchables, and it's a lot cheaper, and you can get better quality meat and cheese and the crap that's in those. So save yourself some money and some heartache on your kids' parts, and just buy your own stuff and create them yourself. I do my kids' lunches on Sundays, and I have tons of snacks already bagged up, so it just makes my life easier. I know not everybody likes to make things ahead of time, but I just don't have time to do it every night, so just putting that out there. Bye.
Hey, guys. This is Shelly. I love your show, and I'm calling today about a subject that comes up pretty often, which is Jeff's strong desire to help other people. Please take a half an hour to listen to a podcast that discusses people who like to help other people. It's the September 20th episode of The Happiness Lab with Dr. Laurie Santos. Not my other favorite podcast. And I know that Jeff will find it very insightful for himself. Oddly, the subject of that show is why don't people step in and help? But they discuss the people that do. It's 30 minutes worth your time and better than a session with your therapist, I promise. Hope you listen. Have a great day. Bye.
Hey, Kelly and Jeff, it's Meredith. I was just listening to the episode where you were talking about Ellie's toy that Sadie would lay on. I'm sure there's a lot of parents that have the stories of the crazy baby dolls and crazy electronic toys. Mine happens to be about Lala from Teletubbies. It started out really cute. You know, you press her tummy and she lalas, and it was so precious. Well, they had a basket of toys in our living room. And when they would go to bed, I would be on the couch having some me time. I'd have the dog at my feet. The basket is across the room, and she would randomly lala. Like there was nothing touching her. She wasn't pressed because she would lay on top of all the toys. And it was really, you know, ha-ha funny and kind of cute because I liked her voice. Well, then the battery started to die, and it was sounded so creepy and evil. So I'm just throwing that out there. I hope y'all have a good day. Bye.
I was feeling like some of y'all out there, you got dreams, but you're feeling like you just don't believe in yourself. Well, honeys, if you don't believe in you, it's going to be so hard for other folks to believe in you. So you know what I want you to do today? I want you to start telling yourself that you can do anything you put your mind to. You got some books to write. You got some songs to sing. You got some inventions to invent. You go on out there and have yourself a good day. I believe in you.